out great deals on knives, cutting boards, butcher block tables, and food processing equipment. Bring your own knives to 1927 Marconi on the Hill, and they'll sharpen while you shop. The craftsmen at Bertarelli can also sharpen lawnmower blades, chainsaws, hedge trimmers, swords, and axes. Oh my! That's Bertarelli Cutlery at 1927 Marconi on the Hill.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the Blues games this year? Well, you need to head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. During all Blues games this season, enjoy your favorite Urban Chestnut pints for only $2. Don't forget that the beautiful DB's ladies serve their full food menu until 2 a.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays and Sundays till 7. I recommend their Wingy Wingy or one of their signature half-pound burgers. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the St. Louis Blues.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. That's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise Into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey, football fans, we're almost halfway through the season. What are you waiting for? MyBookie.ag, an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds and incredible player props, is offering a 100% bonus for the last time this year. That's right. Have you been thinking about placing a pick all season but haven't manned up yet? Well, it's time to make your move. After Sunday's kickoff, you can kiss that bonus goodbye. To top it off, this week has the most exciting baseball of the year. Don't wait. Join MyBookie today, and you can still get a 100% bonus. Act now before it's too late. Put your sports knowledge to the test and start winning big. Visit MyBookie to claim your 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO or call 844-900-2387. That's 844-900-BETS. Or visit online today. Don't miss out on your last opportunity to collect the industry's biggest bonus. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best. Only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Mortgage interest rates have dropped to their lowest levels of the year. We are currently locking loans down in the twos. What does that mean for you? Refinancing out of that 30-year mortgage down to a 15. Apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com.
I miss not having Patty's voice in there from yesterday. Kind of like having a female.
A high-powered unit packed into this small space.
Yep, that's us. That describes this studio. It really does. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the October 17th edition of Finian's Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's, is in Chesterfield Valley. Amini's has a copper dome that is the top of the store, and you can see it from far, far away. You're coming down 40 or 64, whichever you prefer to call it. You cannot miss it, but please, don't just look at the outside. Go inside. That's what we want you to do. You will be really glad you did. And you'll go back. It's one of those places you can't go into just once. But let's do this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board from Birmingham, England, he is Trevor Limey Phillips. Yes. Da, 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 da. Your Lord, your grace, me Lord. My wife watches anything that comes on TV that's that Victorian. Oh, my goodness.
The Tudors.
Tudors
was awesome.
Outlanders, Uptown Abbey, Downtown Abbey, whatever it is.
Downtown Abbey.
Yeah, whatever.
The Tudors. Is that a family that all they did was sit around and break linen?
See, you know what? I knew you'd do that. I knew you would do that. The Tudors, yeah. But I'll say it again. Any show, if I walk through the room and I hear Your Grace, O Me Lord, I'm not watching that. I'm not watching that movie.
They call those period pieces.
Yeah. Me Lord, would you say hello to everyone, please?
Hello to everyone.
Say hi to your daddy in England. He's listening.
My dad is listening in England. Hey, Dad, I hope you're well.
Do you call him daddy or dad?
I call him dad.
I call my dad daddy.
I haven't called him daddy, I think, since I was 10.
Well, Southern people say daddy.
What's your dad's name?
David.
Hello, David. How you doing over there? I'm speaking his language. How you doing over there in England? Is he in Birmingham?
He is in Birmingham right now.
How's everything
listening
in
Birmingham? Online.
Listening online.
And your mom listens too, right?
She is. She listens in St. Charles.
Does she have that accent too?
No, she is an American.
Thank God.
Okay.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Anne.
Okay.
Hello, Anne. Anne, how you doing?
It's getting more Australian.
That's enough of that. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going? And say hi to your sponsor.
It's going great, and I would like to say hi and thank you to Mark and Jason. If you're
now,
planning
hold on, hold on a second. Doesn't Dan have some signature? I thought he, don't we have a signature sound for Dan? What the heck's the matter?
Yeah, we do.
Apparently, that's actually been deleted off of my hotkeys. So.
What?
It has.
Yeah. How? Also, so is your daughter's one as well.
Who's deleted? Who deleted?
I have no idea. But the only person who knows how to put it back on is Johnny Lomax.
Well, then Johnny Lomax needs to put it back on,
right?
Because Dan's is if I only had a brain. We established it, and then now we don't have it.
Yeah.
What kind of show is this?
This is a bunch of hooey.
So go ahead and continue, Dan.
I want to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. If you're planning on retiring or if you plan on switching jobs, talk to Mark and Jason. They can check out your portfolio. They're with Stifel Nicolaus.
Still not smooth.
Member SIPC, NYSE. If you need their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
I talked to Mark Reardon this morning. Actually, I really did. And he said, boy, I sure hope Dan smooths that out today.
Did he say that?
He didn't do it. He's not just a really good newsman and a great guy to have in the room. He is a private investigator. That's right. Step aside.
What was Rockford's first name?
What was his first name?
Jim.
Jim Rockford. Yeah. Step aside, Jim Rockford, and make way for Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to anybody you want to or everybody.
I'm going
to
say hi to the six people who don't know I'm coming to their door tonight. I'm going to be knocking on their door, and I'm going to be serving them papers because they didn't pay their roofing bill, and Daddy's coming to get you.
Oh. See, I told you. I told you. He's a private investigator. Don't mess with this guy.
I'm coming. That's a true story.
That is Tim Woodburn. And when he leaves here, he's got a real job. As they would say in Birmingham, a private dick. That's what they call them over there. Private detective. They call them private dicks.
Oh, thank you.
It always turns into Australian for me. I don't know why. I just can't do it without that. He Behemoth is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is fine, Jim.
No, he's gone, Rat Boy. He's gone. He left already.
What?
Rat Boy had something for Dan Buffa, our movie guy. It's an Oscar. It's a little miniature Oscar. What's it made out of?
Cheese.
Made out of cheese. A little cheese Oscar. I want to give it to him. I got a feeling he'll be back. Give it to him then. Would you please give it up for the greatest polka orchestra at any radio station in this country, maybe the only one, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. They never miss a note. They never miss a note. We're brought to you by Amini's. I may have asked him this before. Have you ever been in Amini's?
I have. I bought stuff in there.
I bought a pinball machine and an electronic shuffleboard. When you don't have room for the real whole shuffleboard, it's half the length, and the second half you look at a monitor, and it replicates the rest of the board. It's really incredible. It's all laser guided, so it shows you what that puck would do had it gone beyond where the screen is. It's kind of hard to describe, but it's really something. My grandson loves it, and I like it. And if I had all the money in the world, I'd have one of everything they sell at the meetings. I like those arcade games where you sit down and you're driving, and I'm not kidding, some of them are so realistic you almost get car sick driving and turning those corners. They're really, and they just get better and better and better. And then the hunting things, that like where you hunt elk and stuff, they have all that, where there are two shotguns and you pick one up, and whoever you're shooting against picks one up, and you go hunting. Then of course they have the most beautiful area rugs, handmade and machine made, you're going to find anywhere, and more of them. I mean, lots and lots and lots of rugs. Upstairs is Jaffe Lighting, lots of lighting. They're having a big rug sale, I think, now, too. You can find out more about it at the website, and I'll give you that in a minute. There's home theater furniture. There's furniture for every room in your house, but here's what you need to know. They don't sell $250 sofas with drink cup holders in them. This is the finest furniture made in the world, just like their patio furniture that they're famous for is the best patio furniture made in the world. So when you are ready for the best of the best, this is where you go. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in the heart of Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com. If you have been listening, we've been here 2 weeks and 2 days. After the end of today, it'll be 2 weeks and 2 days. And if you've been listening, you go, you know, I like the sound of that show. I'd like to be part of that. I'd like to advertise there. Then you need to get a hold of me. You can contact the radio station. Just go to the website, which is 590thefan.com. Now, it'll trip over to something that is going to be changed eventually, but 590thefan.com will get you there. If you would like for me to speak for you, then we have to like each other. And that'll start with you emailing me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. We'll talk. I'll tell you what it'll cost, and we'll go from there. And if you sell something that I like and believe you're good at it and you're honest and fair, then I'd be happy to speak for you. The mayor of St. Louis is Lyda Crewson. I don't live in the city. And this is probably not a good idea, what I'm about to do. Some people will think it's unnecessary, but I think it's very necessary. Lyda, get a new hairdo. My goodness.
Have you seen this woman's hair?
Yeah. No. I'm serious. What do you mean, why? It's horrible. She's the mayor. She's on TV.
If you're going to critique it, you got to come up with it with an answer.
Normally,
what does she need to do with it?
I don't know. I'm not a hairstylist, but this is the kind of thing normally a woman would do. Another woman would go, oh, my goodness, look at her hair. Why doesn't somebody tell her to
do something? It looks like a normal woman's haircut.
It does.
Well, you think? You got her up on the screen? That picture is deceiving. I've seen her. No, that's not.
How about
that's
this
like
one?
All other glamour. No, that's a little closer now, that one. Yeah, it's real heavy on one side. It's like her head's weighted too heavily on the right side or something. I don't know. You know what? Now that I've done it, I'd like to take it back.
I just Googled her on images, and her hair looks exactly the same on every one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of...
It poofs out a little bit more on the purple.
It's weird. Who am I? Don't have any hair. Who am I to talk? I take it back. I don't edit that out. I don't even want that on there. I don't want that on there. No, I changed my mind.
Shoulder-length blonde hair. It's straight. You know, I mean, she got bangs down in the front.
I changed my mind. I take it back.
It's better than the bun.
All right, I'm not taking this one back. There's an anchor on one of the big three, 2, 4, 5. Okay, it's one of those. This woman... And she's pretty, and I, again, probably shouldn't do it, but what I'm doing now is what everybody is thinking when they listen to her. She makes my eyes water. She sounds like she has cotton stuffed up in her nasal cavities and like she constantly has an allergy or...
Oh, Doug, I'd like
you know that, Doug, when you die. Yeah. My eyes water when I watch her. I hope she doesn't have a serious sinus condition or something. So if you'll figure out who she is eventually, if you haven't figured it out already. Now, I have a really, I think, good question. Why hasn't Bill Cosby gone to trial? How long... Has this? Didn't they pick a jury like months ago or something? What is the world?
I thought he was in trial. I thought the trial process had already began.
There was a mistrial.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
He got off.
Yeah. So now what? They do it over?
Oh, I think they were thinking
Here's
about
what,
they were
going. I was right in my original prediction. This is going to go on till he dies.
Pretty much. I think the case that the first woman put forward has been thrown out right now. So I think the county prosecutor or something in that area of where he lives or his victims live are trying to rehash the case or something like that.
In the very beginning, I said that's going to happen. He'll die before
the retrial is scheduled for November 6th in Pennsylvania.
Hey, that's my birthday.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
A good way to let people know it's your birthday, like we're going to get you something. So here's what will happen.
Maybe a fudgy the whale ice cream cake.
What?
Fudgy the whale ice cream cake? No? No? Anybody?
All right, say that again, because I have no
idea. Is that English?
No, yeah. I
Fudgy the whale ice cream cake.
What is that?
What's an ice cream cake in the shape of a whale? How do you not know about this? I know about this.
Oh, hold on.
Fudgy the whale? He has an American accent. Maybe you should ask him to speak it in American.
No, have you heard of Fudgy the whale?
No.
Dan, you heard of it?
No,
I don't think that's even in this country.
I'm pretty sure it is.
What is it again? Is it ice cream fudgy?
Yeah, it's like an ice cream cake in the shape of a whale. Maybe they don't.
That's what you want for your birthday?
I mean, I'll take any cake, really.
It's called Fudgy the Whale?
Yeah. Google it, Dan.
Frankie, he's turning 7 years old. Give him a cake.
We've never heard of it.
Would you be happy with a cupcake?
I would, yes.
But my original prediction, I stand by it. One, I thought it was hilarious that Bill Cosby is almost immediately blind once he gets accused. Oh, now he can't see. And he's doing a good job with that when he's got holding somebody's arm, you know, acting blind. But I don't think he'll die before anything happens. Just a quick comment about the guy who was in yesterday, Kevin. And this is not something he threw out there. It's something we stumbled upon. When I asked him what he did full time, he said he's a full time caregiver for his special needs son. And it wasn't cerebral palsy, or was it? I don't remember. Something like that at birth. And
I believe it was a symptom of that.
And it requires constant care, like 24 hours a day. Ever since he said that, and then his wife sent me a really nice note, thanked us for having him on here, and included a picture of him with his son. I don't even know what it is that I'm going to say right now, or I want to say, except that... every once in a while when I think I have a bad day, and this has happened to me several times, where I'm complaining and moaning about nothing, and then maybe we'll walk in a restaurant, and then in comes a family, and one of the kids is in a wheelchair with cerebral palsy or something like that. And then all of a sudden, whatever that was bothering me, doesn't bother me anymore. It's just not that big a deal. Some people get dealt hands that will never know why they got that. And some people are able to deal with it, and some people aren't. The people who... I know a couple. When you hear this, I know a couple. And didn't he say he married her?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she already had that child.
Yep.
I know a couple, and they've been on a couple of trips with us, who adopted... a severely mental challenged adult male. Now he's adult now. I don't know. No. I thought that was sweet. I don't know how old. I know he wasn't. I don't think a little baby. But they knew when they adopted him, he was seriously mentally challenged. And it was like that. That's another level of special people. That really is. What do you even say to people like that?
You admire them?
Yeah. And I add one other thing. When you see a family
And somebody, like one of the kids in a wheelchair. And I told this story a long time ago about the family I went up to and the son was in a wheelchair. I don't know that every family feels this way, but when I went up and talked to the dad, he thanked me for coming up and asking about his son, because what most people do is just stare. They just stare. I think sometimes people would like to tell you about their kids and their names and how old they are and whatever. Maybe not everybody, but think about that. So next time you're just staring at somebody, I think it's okay to go up and ask. You know, if I were wearing one of those halos, you know, those things that where the screws are in your head, it's a big metal brace around your head, I think I'd want somebody to come and go, oh, man, why do you have to have that on? What happened? And I'll tell the story rather than just stare at me. Or if I were in a wheelchair. I've never been in a wheelchair, but if I was in a wheelchair, and this is me, I'd prefer you walk up and go, hey, man, what happened? Have you always been in the chair? What happened? Tell the story. When one of my sons was about 8, and I've told this story before, we're in a shop over by Lamp and Lantern Village or something, Woods Mill, and the guy who came out to wait on us was on crutches and those leg braces where you just kind of drag your legs with crutches. And, of course, my son, what happened to your legs? And my wife said, shh, no. And the guy said, no. That's okay. I'm glad he asked. I want to tell you what happened. And it was a motorcycle accident. And essentially what it gave my sons an opportunity to hear what can happen on a motorcycle. So that's it. I think sometimes if you are just interested, it's okay to ask because you learn a lot about what other people's lives are like. I know Dan Strauss has really got a thing about people who don't turn on their headlights in heavy rain. Well, I have another big thing, and I've seen this every single night. It gets dark, and there's that car with no headlights, and yes. I know how this happens, because cars now have the auto setting where the headlights will come on automatically, but if you don't have it on auto, those same cars also, the dash lights will come on. So if your dash lights are lit, you think, and they have daytime running lights.
Yeah.
So you think your lights are on. They're not. You have no tail lights, and you don't really have your real headlights. Turn your lights on. I don't know why I see this almost every night. That car, and it's dark. It's not sort of dark. They have no idea they don't have their headlights
and
on.
And you can't see them.
No.
And it's like if you're going to go change lanes or something, it's like, oh, there's somebody over there now. It's funny to me,
I have never seen that happen when there's a police officer around. I've never seen anybody get pulled over driving along with no headlights on. Yeah. Now, that's it. Just observations. Tim, I think you're going to really like this joke. And I changed my joke that I was going to do to this one because of something we talked about earlier. Ladies, get in here, please. We're talking about panhandlers?
That's nice.
Okay. There's a very wealthy businessman, and he's being driven down the highway by his chauffeur in his limousine. And he tells the driver, he says, hey, stop, pull over right here, pull over. And the driver says, sir, are you all right? He was British, the driver.
Wow.
He says, sir, is there anything wrong? You all right? He says, no, James, I'm fine. And he rolls that window down, that tinted window.
Whoa, that was a thank pretty
you.
Good
that was me.
Great sound effect.
You can give a hand
for that.
And he looks out, and off on the side of the highway in a ditch, there's a man on his hands and knees eating grass. But there's not much grass. He's picking through what sparse blades there are. He's eating them. And so the wealthy man gets out and walks over and says, excuse me. Are you eating grass? He goes, well, I'm eating what I can find. There's not much grass here. And the guy says, my goodness, man, get up. Get off of your knees. Come with me. I want to take you to my house for dinner. And the guy says, well, sir, I can't do that without bringing my family. And then he points, and further down on this embankment on the side of the road are two young kids and what's obviously his wife, and they're eating grass or trying to eat grass. The businessman says, this is just not right. All of you, come on. And they all pile in the limo. And one of the kids says, Daddy, where's this man taking us? He says, I think he's taking us to his home. And the rich man says, that's exactly right, son. I'm taking you and your sister, your mom, and your dad to my home. Eating grass where there practically isn't any grass. My goodness. Unacceptable. And the driver eventually turns into this massive estate and the gates open. And the driver comes around and opens the door, and this poor family gets out of the car. And the businessman looks at him and says, now let me tell you something. You're having dinner tonight at my home. I fired my yard man about 3 weeks ago. My grass must be a foot tall. Knock yourselves out.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Want to be in a new home before the holidays? McBride & Son Homes has nearly 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in during their very big fall sale. Buy a new McBride & Son home in October and you'll receive $2,000 to $10,000 in cash for use at closing. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point in every part of town. So there's no reason to wait. Save thousands on inventory homes, plus get cash for use at closing during the very big fall sale this October only. Visit McBrideHomes.com. For details.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Dad was a Bud Light lineman, or is a Bud Light lineman.
Yeah, he was. He was BLL.
Yeah, yes, he was.
Eddie McVay here from Maggie O'Brien's. The next time you're downtown for lunch, dinner, happy hour, or late night, please come see us. We are open 7 days a week and are a premier spot before and after Blues and Cards games, as well as all concerts downtown. I look forward to seeing you and truly appreciate your business. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street. Union Station is next to us.
So the Bud Light lime, he was drinking the Bud Light lime, and I'd wake up the next day and I'd have a contract signed for some sales deal. That's how I always got Hoosiered in this. Deal.
Make Hot Shots your home for football and enjoy tons of great specials. Before the game starts each Sunday, try the all-new Hot Shots tailgate menu. $5 small pizzas, boneless wings, or mozzarella sticks, plus $1.50 Bud family bottles and $4 Smirnoff Bloody Marys. During the game, fuel up with their new STL Big Red, a bucket of Bud Selects, and two Red Hot Riblet Burgers for only $25. Also, register in-store each Sunday for your shot to win a flat screen. Hot Shots, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's the sound of barley malting. It's super quiet. Sorry. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Brewed to be America's favorite light lager. Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
If you want a clean, comfortable shave for less money, then the move is Harry's. I can speak firsthand to it. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who are fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. And what you get with Harry's is an ergonomic handle. It's a weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. You get all that from Harry's. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to Harry's.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's Harry's.com, code INSIDESTL.
Bottle of wine,
getting in early today. You folks have probably noticed something. We have a lot more time to play here than we had at the other place. The other place just jammed with overproduced commercials, and we didn't have a lot of time. We got all the time. And this has to make Mike Evans so happy, because we used to have to cut him off because we had so many commercials. We're going to Southern California, the Coachella Valley, to be specific, and check in with Mike Evans. And he's brought to you by what will be, if it's not already, one of your absolute favorite restaurants to go into, Annie Gunn's. And next door will become a favorite place, the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, same quality, both closed on Monday. And gift cards to both or either, always a good idea. They go through thousands a year. Gift cards. Remember that, please, gift cards. You get to the point where, I don't know what to get in there. Yeah, you do. Gift cards to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. East of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, would you please say hello to Mike Evans. Homer?
Yeah.
What was that story you shared with us yesterday about Katy Perry being gay and getting a proposal or something?
Yeah.
That didn't happen. He wasn't proposed to and didn't propose to a woman.
What?
Those were people at her concert she brought up on stage.
With a ring.
I'm sorry? Idiots. I'm sorry?
Say that again.
I said she's not gay. She didn't propose to a woman.
She is gay.
No. Katy Perry?
No.
She's married to Russell Brand.
What do you base she that was. On? What do you base that on, that she's gay?
I mean, it's not a big secret.
But do we know that she's gay?
Well, she's been hanging out with lesbian clubs. She goes to nothing but lesbian clubs. She's yeah, she's gay. No. I mean, you know.
All right, it's on the record. On the record, Mike Evans says she's gay.
Katy Perry is gay. Right.
There you go.
Ten reasons why Katy Perry is really a lesbian.
Okay.
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 Are you serious?
Yeah, he's serious.
Yeah, I'm serious.
He's not kidding.
No,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
He's serious.
Wikipedia says she's straight.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Wikipedia says she's straight.
That's Tim. Mm-hmm. That's Tim Woodburn.
I'll go with bisexual.
I'm fact-checking here. I'm fact-checking.
I would bet bisexual.
Bisexual, sure, but full-on gay.
Bisexual, at least, but she's been hanging out with the same girl for the last year and a half. I mean, they're living together. I mean, I don't see them in bed.
Is the girl good looking?
No.
Why is that? The one usually of the lesbian couple is, you know. But you can say that about heteros. I see guys all the time who are just butt ugly. Their girlfriends are beautiful. So it goes, you know, with heteros too. Well, we weren't sure. But the proposal thing, that was two people at the concert. That wasn't her.
I'm trying to find out that girl's name.
What, her girlfriend?
Yeah. That she's been living with.
What's the old friend?
I mean, Rihanna. We know Rihanna is bi. She's.
Oh yeah.
She had a relationship with Rihanna. What's that woman? Oprah, the best friend.
King.
Gayle King.
Gayle King.
They're just good friends. And she bought Gayle King an $8 million penthouse. That's what good friends do. And I guess she could buy her friend that. She had plenty
of
money.
That must be a pretty big book.
What?
She bought her a penthouse.
See, that's stupid, what you just did.
What'd he say?
What was that noise?
I say bought her a penthouse. He said it must be some big book, $8 million. Like Penthouse Magazine. He's trying to make a joke. It's not funny. You know what? This is Mike's segment, and you just ruined it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's interesting because, I mean, that's been like just basically accepted here for quite a while, and then you guys go, no, she's not a lesbian. It's like, what?
Well, but
I mean, kinda, it comes as a complete shock to me that you said that.
Well, but didn't you say yesterday the story was that she got engaged?
Somebody got up on stage and I assumed it was her girlfriend with a wedding with an engagement ring, and they got up and they kissed. Yeah. I saw that.
It was two other people.
And she helped another lesbian couple get engaged.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's not the first time that's happened.
Okay.
She was also a preacher at a lesbian wedding about 3 months ago.
Okay.
She's a lesbian.
All right. You're in Hollywood. We aren't. You're near it.
Or maybe she's bisexual. Maybe that's it.
I'd buy sex from her.
Yeah.
You know.
See what you did there?
Yeah. That's humor.
I'm gonna talk to some people that I know that know her.
Okay.
But it's. I mean, I've accepted that now for over a year. So
I just think if it's
like
true, what a waste of a great body. I just, to me, it's
well, look at me. I am a heterosexual, and imagine how gay men would like to have me.
What? You got a point there.
Well, I'm a lesbian.
Dan,
we are really regressing here.
That's the punchline to a joke, and you didn't even tell the joke, so the punchline doesn't even make any sense. Oh, my goodness. Mike, I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay,
continue. All week long, the pop quiz theme are celebrities who speak multiple languages. Today, name the name of the celebrity who speaks English and German and Italian. Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp, Jodie Foster, Angelina Jolie. Answer in a minute. The fire continues in wine country Napa Valley. There are several celebrities who have vineyards and homes that are being threatened. Nick Cage, Francis Ford Coppola, John Legend, Alex Spanos, and sports figures, including Mario Andretti, Jeff Gordon, Tom Seaver, and Joe Montana. Odds and ends for you, NFL players have sent word to the owners that they are ordered to stand for the anthem. They will not play. So it's finally happened. The inmates are running the asylum now. quite good. Super conservative Kid Rock loves that Donald Trump. Super liberal Eminem hates that Donald Trump. Both from Detroit, Michigan. They hate each other. How about a pay-per-view cage fight between Eminem and Kid Rock?
Yes, that'd be awesome. I would pay.
Absolutely.
I would pay that fee.
Who wins that?
I'm going to go with Kid Rock.
I would too.
One.
Yeah, Kid Rock, I think.
I like both of them, but Kid Rock, I think he'd give a whooping.
I'd like to think Kid Rock would win. I don't know. Kid Rock.
Margot Robbie has two movies coming out, and she couldn't be playing two more different characters. In one film, she plays Daphne Milne, A.A. Milne's wife, who with him wrote Winnie the Pooh. Hmm. And in the other, she plays Tanya Harding. She did a split shoot for about a month, where in the morning she shot the Winnie the Pooh and played the wife, and then in the afternoon she played Tanya Harding. That's some sweet and sour, isn't it?
Yeah,
imagine, I mean, you can't get much different than A.A. Milne's wife, who was just the sweetest, most lovely lady, and Tanya Harding.
Well, that's
your trailer trash.
That's real acting.
That's acting. Plus, she's a Hot Pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Reminds me, Margot has joined Ryan Gosling, Brie Larson, Tom Hanks, Kate Winslet, Johnny Depp have told their publicist not to return calls from Megyn Kelly's producer. They don't want to be on her show.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
I get the Ryans confused. Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds. Is there another one? There's another one.
Ryan Philippe.
Yeah, and then there's one more. I get them confused. The L.A.
Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, the L.A. movie. What was it called? That
L.A.
dancing,
Confidential.
Yeah, no, that
La La Land.
La La Land, yeah.
La La Land. That was Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's Gosling.
Deadpool is Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
And I don't know what the other one's done, to be honest.
Ryan Philippi was married to
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
And then there's a guy who's not named Ryan, but he looks like one of those guys. And he's
and then
the
there was Nolan
the...
Ryan, who pitched seven no-hitters.
Yeah, I know that. But the guy
there's my buddy Ryan Jackson, who lives next door to me.
The guy in Sweet Home Alabama, the guy who was Reese Witherspoon. He looks like one of those guys, but he's not. But he looks just, and I can't think of his name. I get all those guys.
This is Ryan Seacrest.
They're the same to me.
Ryan Howard played St. Louis and played Major
There's
League
Vaughn
Baseball.
There's Vaughn Ryan's Express.
At least for the Phillies.
There's Meg Ryan, who sometimes looks like a guy.
Oh.
But she looks good now. The guy in Sweet Home, if you don't believe me.
Alabama was Josh Lucas.
Josh Lucas, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, when the Weinstein story broke, Megyn Kelly, caught an exclusive booking on her show that Lauren Sieben, the woman who broke the story, the Weinstein story, NBC promoted it heavily, got her on in 2 days. Megan's ratings were lowest than ever at 497,000 viewers. 497,000. Of all the stations that I'm on, if you added up all my listeners every day, I have more listeners than that.
Well, she's already... It's
right.
Over, it's,
well, who the hell said that?
No, we don't know.
Nobody, just, I don't
came
know.
Came out of nowhere.
Was that frickin' Limey?
No.
Was that frickin' Limey?
Mike, sometimes he hits the wrong button. He makes
send him back to...
To Birmingham, England.
Manchester.
Sometimes
he's from Manchester.
We're
you
on
talk
Manchester.
About a dump.
Sometimes, no, he's from Birmingham, England. Sometimes he hits the wrong button. He made a mistake.
It's an accident.
Oh,
my fingers slipped.
Apologize.
He's trying to be smart alecky.
Sorry, Mike.
He would never do that. He would never do
Maybe
that.
Maybe we gotta have a cage fight with me and him.
I'd pay for that too.
Right.
Where was I before I was made fun of and stood up for public humiliation?
I don't remember.
same story.
Oh, I hear there's going to be 10 women when all said and done that will accuse Weinstein of rape and 53 women that will accuse him of harassing, sexual assault, or other sexual misconduct.
But the dominoes have already started to fall. Who's the guy in the news today, Tim? You had the story that's already been had to resign.
The Amazon movie head, Roy Price.
Yeah, you're going to find out now. Every director and producer, I mean dozens of them, they're all sweating bullets because this has been going on for a long time with a lot of people.
Oh, I mean, it dates all the way... It dates all the way back to Zanuck.
It happened with Katherine Hepburn, for goodness sake. She was a beautiful, when she was young, she was beautiful. I interviewed her about this.
You did?
Yeah, she was
one
of the...
Well, that would be a piece of tape I'd love to hear.
I have it. She's one of the
geez,
first.
Oh, jeez, Louise.
One of the first. I asked her, I said, you were a beautiful woman. Were you ever subjected to sexual harassment? Here's what she said. I can't remember how many times I had to take my clothes off.
Catherine happened. She had a cold that night. She had a bad cold.
Really bad cold.
I think of all the people that I, all the women I've had to sleep with to get to where I am today.
Oh. I can't even imagine.
Yeah. Crazy. There's a lot, homie.
You do what you have to do.
Mm. I know. And then one of his associates, unnamed, says that, you know, that Weinstein, you know, that Cosby used drugs. He you know, it's not as bad he didn't use drugs. Well, of course not, because these women, he's so good looking. They're acting like maybe, you know, they wanted a little piece of that Weinstein.
He's a hunk, all right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the thing? Looks like a piece of chewing gum with cat hair in it.
Well,
that's what he looks
well
like.
He does.
And if you look at him closely, it looks like he's been bobbing for French fries.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks like a lot of things. A boxer who lost every fight. I mean, he just looks, he's not good looking, that's all.
I like that bobbing for French fries. What do you think?
We like it, yeah.
And, you know, face is all. Yeah. Hey, at Arby's, starting this week, they're selling elk burgers.
Really?
In South Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming. Elk burgers. You ever had elk burger?
No.
No, but I'd probably eat one.
Yeah. I don't know that I don't like gamey food.
I would eat it.
Well, you're from England. You guys would eat
it. I've had bison burger before.
Yeah, good.
I've eaten venison. I'm guessing it's probably around the same.
You know what Cheryl won't eat? Is octopus.
No.
If you see an octopus, you never want to eat that.
No.
I've seen octopus. I've eaten octopus.
Nope.
Do you eat calamari?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, squid, same thing. Sort of same thing. And finally.
Mm. You know, it's coming. You just don't want to think about it.
You don't want to think about it.
No, you don't.
No. How's the weather in St. Louis?
It's spectacular. Yeah. Like 73, perfect.
You know my sponsor?
Annie Guns.
Yeah?
Sure I do.
I'm going to have a big dinner there at Annie Guns coming up here pretty soon.
Well, let us know when.
Very excited about it.
We'll get extra crowd control police out there to keep people away so you have some privacy.
See, now, there's no need for that, homie.
It's just you're popular here.
Yeah.
You're popular. And fine.
Well, not if Limey has anything to do about it.
Well, he won't be there. And finally.
You know, I would like, when I come to town, I want to get, I'll pay for it. I want a dunk tank with limey in it.
A dunk tank?
A dunk tank.
Yeah.
Do I get that?
And finally.
So does that mean the fight is off then?
Fight's off, yeah.
All right.
It's off, yeah.
What was that?
The fight's off.
Does that mean the fight off. Is off?
Oh, now you're checking it out of a fight. You went from cage match to dunk tank?
And finally.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Johnny Depp, Jodie Foster, Angelina Jolie, who speaks English, German, and Italian.
I'm going to go with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dan?
I'm going to go Johnny Depp.
Tim?
I'll go Angelina Jolie.
I will also go Angelina Jolie.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant sluts. Jodie Foster, who speaks English, German, Italian, and Russian.
And I should have known that with all the parents she had from different places. She was a foster child.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm about to let him say she's a lesbian, too.
Oh, well, that's really going out.
I'm about to let him say she's a lesbian.
Yeah.
I'm calling that right now.
All right.
I guess this is over.
It's over. Yeah, it's over.
Oh, my goodness.
God, unbelievable.
You've had this guy on for 30 years.
Yeah, he will never admit that he absolutely screwed the Katy Perry. He said she proposed to or was proposed
right,
to
yeah.
last night.
No, she wasn't.
I'm going to have to fact-check him every appearance. I'm going to have to fact-check him for accuracy on the show.
And he hates it when you call him out. He hates it.
He was stumped when you called him out.
Oh, no, he didn't know.
I've never heard him that quiet.
He didn't know where to go. Here's the thing. Here's what you'll never hear him say. You know what? I really messed that up. I was wrong. You'll never hear him say that, ever. That was
He is extremely sensitive. When you played what was that
right? Oh, that was great.
Clearly, the only thing that needs to be done at this point is to pound him further. Is to prey on his sensitivity and just grind him into a bunch of nothing.
He won't come back.
Well,
he will. He'll hang up, but he'll be back.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He needs the money. Mm-hmm. That was Mike Evans from Southern California. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's restaurant next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're closed on Mondays. You will need reservations for Annie Guns because it's that good and it's that popular. Gift cards are always a good idea. Good Feet is all over the United States, the Good Feet stores. There are two in the St. Louis area. There's one on Olive Boulevard just west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from TGI Fridays, and there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. And I normally save that for the end. Dom DeLuise used to say, save it for the end. No applause, please. Save it for the end. Thank you. That was my Dom DeLuise in his early days as a stand-up comedian impression, but I thought I'd give it to you right up front. It is not a shoe store. They sell art supports, inserts. If you have foot pain, you should check this out, but maybe it's your calf, maybe it's your knee, your hip, your back, even headaches. Sometimes, many times, the relief is in a simple insert that shifts the weight and redistributes the weight more evenly on your feet. Worth a try. You're only in there 30, 40 minutes. You do not need an appointment, and please tell them your AM and the PM. They will ask you about what hurts. They'll ask you to take your shoe off. They won't ask you if you're AM and the PM. You have to volunteer that, so please do that. The Good Feet Stores, goodfeetstlouis.com.
Grizz Nation, show your grit and be there opening night as your Grizzlies host the New Orleans Pelicans Wednesday, October 18th at 7 p.m. All fans in attendance will receive a free Grit Grind Forever towel. For tickets and the best seats, call 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com today.
At Hollywood Casino, luck is everywhere you look. From our hottest slots and games to our tasty dining options and live entertainment. So grab the crew and create your luck. It's the Cruise into Fall giveaway. Fridays and Saturdays through October, earn entries for a chance to win a cruise or $30,000 cash on September 30th or a new Dodge Challenger Hellcat on October 28th. Only at Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
St. Louis Window World wants to be your primary source for installation of windows, doors, and sidings. Window World provides replacement windows, replacement doors, and new vinyl siding for your home. Services include free estimates, 18-month financing, installation, repair, and claims, as well as a showroom and demonstrations to showcase exactly what you're getting. Located on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, come in during their business hours from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Window World, simply the best for less.
Game on and grind forth, Memphis. The Grizzlies are back. Be there for every towel-waving moment with all new 6 and 12-game power packs, starting as low as just $13 a game. Plus, with every pack, receive a free Mark or Mike t-shirt. So grizz up and call 901-888-HOOP or click grizzlies.com today.
I have just enough time to remind you again about what Larry Connors will be talking about. He follows this show right after we bail. He comes on. He will be talking about, well, he calls him Harvey Weinstein and the legal charges. Female teachers that prey on students. Dr. Rick Lehman will be with him for a while, talk about injuries. Jane Fonda now says she's not proud of the United States. I'm sure Larry will have a message for Jane Fonda. I guarantee you he will. Phone lines will be open. You're welcome to call Larry. And there's been a report of a new sighting and picture of Bigfoot. Folks, I think this is the one. I think this is it. Mm-hmm. We finally, Sasquatch, same thing, right? Bigfoot, yeah. Sasquatch. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it on behalf of everybody in here. If you see a police officer, please say thank you. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.